Blog Talk Radio.
Radio Voices Care for Animals, number 365 shows this evening. And this is just a wonderful, this platform for the animals is so awesome. Getting out and speaking out for them and the ones in need and distress and trying to make a better and safer world for them. With all of us animal advocates out there, you know, coming together and taking that action. And that is the key, to see these changes made. But I just want to go over a couple things, and we will get started here. My name is Debbie Dahmer, a.k.a. Mama Bear, and I am the producer and host of Animal Advocates Radio, Voices Care for Animals, on Blog Talk Radio, coming to you live every Thursday at 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Central, 5 o'clock Mountain, and 4 o'clock Pacific. And everyone, you can listen in worldwide. I'm going to give the number out. It's the same number every Thursday. If you want to listen and in the queue and press 1 to speak, and I'll be taking calls a little bit later in the show. But thank you all for joining us with us this evening. And that number is area code 310-982-4270, and like I said, press 1, and you could come on air and just try to refrain from any noises in the background, TVs, radios, conversations, and you're more than welcome to come on board. And like I said, that's every Thursday, the same number, and you can also listen in from Skype, okay, so, or the internet, and you can follow my shows on Blog Talk Radio, and that's www.blogtalkradio.com/voicescareforanimals. And there's a follow link, and all you got to do is put your email address in, and every time there's an upcoming broadcast, it will alert you in your primary email. And also the PPJ Gazette on the right-hand column, if you press follow and put your email address in every time there's a upcoming broadcast. Or big, huge thank you to Marty Oakley of TS Radio Network. That's where Voices Care for Animals originated from, shows number 1 through 163. And that was at the end of June of 2014 up to March of 2018. And then she trained me to go on my own, and still, you know, great person and a great friend. and out there using her voice out there and trying to wake people up. So please, you know, give her, you know, your support. Listen to some of your shows. We can all always multitask and all these issues that's going on out there. But thank you, Marty Oakley. And another big shout out to Gary Bowden, and he is the radio producer for Animal Advocate Alliance. And he has all about animal radio. He started up this year, has had great guests. Nicole Rogers, he's been a guest on this show several times. She's awesome host on his show. And Nikita Dwan out there for Youth for Animals, she's been on the show. I mean, this is so great out there with all these hosts. And I always say host to coast, coming together on air to help our animal friends in need and distress. And we're all team. And I'm on the Animal Advocate Alliance. I'm posting as Mama Bear on there. And if you go and take a few minutes and go by Animal Advocate Alliance on Facebook and Twitter, and also All About Animal Radio on Facebook and Twitter, give them your support. You know, press like and check out how you can help out, because, hey, the more of us come together, the stronger we become in helping these animals, because they don't have a voice. They're like the elderly and, the children, and they don't, you know, they're helpless and voiceless and innocent, defenseless. So we got to do what we can do to help change the world and out there and make sure they're free from anxiety and abuse and neglect and cruelty, because they serve, all of them deserve a better life out there, and we got to make sure it happens, everyone. So please do your part. Put a little love in your heart and do your part, because that's what it takes. And I hope everyone enjoys the show. We got another great guest on this evening, and it's going to we're going to rock the airways, because our topic will be how to effectively use social media to advocate for animals, and mastering social media to change the world with social media pro John Oberg. And he's an animal advocate. And I want to congratulate him, because he has over 111,000 followers on Twitter, and also over 100,000 on Facebook. And that is just wonderful. And thank you for everyone out there that's helping to promote this show. I can't thank all of you enough. It's just so inspiring and uplifting. So I know how, because I have all these team players, and they're strong and they're awesome out there helping me out, because I can't do it alone. When I always say Mama Cat, she's listening tonight, a big shout out to her. And she always says strength in numbers, and that's so very true, because the more of us come together and take that action, hey, we're doing great, and it's better than being apart, because that's what it takes. But I want to go ahead and bring my guest on. His name is John Oberg, and we're going to be taking calls later on in the show, everyone. So that phone number is 310, area code 982-4270. Okay, and you'll be in the queue, press 1, and alert me for you want to come on board. But I want to introduce my guest, John Oberg. How are you doing this evening? This is wonderful. It's such an honor to have you on. The animal advocate, speaker, animal protector, social media pro, you're out there really taking action. You're a shining star, and this is just great. But thank you. Yes, coming on.
Thank you for having me on. This is a real honor to be on your show. You know, it's great that you give a voice to animals, and you also give a voice to those who give a voice to animals, which is really special in itself, and you help amplify the work that great people are doing around the world. And I just want to say thank you for the important work that you're doing, and I am, you know, really happy to be here and talk about my advocacy for animals and why these things matter.
Hey, that's just wonderful, John. And Gary Bowden, you was on his show before, And he had told me, hey, he's a great speaker out there talking. And so he gave me the heads up. I said, oh, I know that. I could tell. He's so, you know, he's got it going on. He's out there doing his thing and being a positive impact, a shining star for all the, you know, the humans and animals and to make change for this world because we so much need it, John. You know, and you're so welcome. You know, I do what I can and do my best. I just don't do on this radio platform. You know, I'm on all the social media, and it doesn't take that long to help out, you know, get the word out there and recruit people in to take that action, and that's what it takes. But you want to go ahead and tell the audience that how you got started. And we'll be going later into how to effectively use social media to advocate for animals. This is so important because, you know, and being informative and helping others to get started if they've never done it before. And then they're going to feel good when good things start happening out there. You know, you see changes and that influences them. Hey, I don't want to stop here. It's just like myself. You know, I see victories coming through, and I say, hey, you know, I can't stop here. I can't take credit, but I am involved, and it just gives me a boost. Like, hey, I'm not spinning my wheels. You know, we got to do this because if we give up, we automatically lose. So, but anyway, you go ahead and tell the audience how you got started, and you can bring up your website. I've checked them all out, Facebook and Twitter. Awesome. I mean, I see you with pictures with these animals, and it's so heartwarming. And so, I mean, it's just awesome what you're doing. And you make friends with them, and you get to know them. And I believe when animals, you know, see animal lovers, they have good vibrations, and they trust. And that means so much. They have faith and trust. But go right ahead.
Yeah,
live
so,
on the air.
Thanks for that lovely introduction. So so the way that I got my start was many, many years ago, my mom, the late great Karen Oberg, she really instilled a sense of compassion for animals in me from very, very young age and taught me to speak up for the vulnerable and to be kind to them and do what I can to make a difference for them. And so she and I would do things like TNR. We would also protest deer hunts and so on. And I really, really learned to love animals as a result. Unfortunately, it took a long time to make the connection between loving, you know, domesticated animals like cats and dogs and animals we share our homes with and also wildlife, and then making that connection with the animals who we eat, like chickens, pigs, cows, fish, and so on. So for a long time, I didn't really make that connection. But a number of years later, this is about 14 or 15 years now, or 15 years ago, I made the connection, finally. I learned how farm animals are being treated, and I was really, really shocked to learn that farm animals don't just live, don't just have, you know, a decent life and have one bad day where they're, you know, sent to slaughter. Their lives are misery from birth to death. And it's not just, you know, any particular farm animal. It's all farm animals. All animals that are being raised for food are just being treated in just these horrible, abysmal ways. And it's something that I knew I didn't want to support anymore. So I decided to get my behavior, the foods I chose to eat, to match the values that I had. So I chose to stop eating animals, and it was the best decision I've ever made. And I went vegan, and that was about, I think, 14 years ago now, and it was such a happy decision that I made and really taught me to – it really just made me feel more connected to animals than I ever had felt before. And what's interesting is that you know, that opened the door to so many new things. It made me a more open-minded person. It made me a better person. And it made me really feel like I had a weight lifted off of my shoulders. I no longer was doing this thing that I kind of knew in the back of my head that was wrong. And so it felt really great, and I stuck with it. And I got started right after going vegan with animal advocacy. And do you want me to talk about that now?
Sure. Go, you know, because all the stuff you do is very important. And so, you know, it's going to
sure.
be very, people's going to listen. And, hey, we're going to learn a lot this evening. So but go right ahead and speak whatever you want to say. It's all
yeah,
important.
So when I went vegan in 2009. So I guess it would be 13 years ago. And I very quickly realized that being vegan was great myself. You know, I'm no longer contributing to the suffering of dozens of animals every single year. But what was even better about that was how vegan advocacy could amplify my efforts. And I realized that being vegan is great, but if I can encourage other people to do it, then that is where the real change comes in. So I decided to get involved with advocacy or activism. And I basically did a variety of things that were happening in the city where I was living at the time. And at the time, I was going to college in Arizona, so I was living in Phoenix. And I started doing leafletting, where I'd hand out leaflets that talked about how animals are being treated in factory farms and promoting vegan eating. I'd do that in college campuses, street corners, public events. I would give away vegan food, like free samples of vegan food. I would do pay-per-view where I'd show people videos on a like computer or like an iPad-like device that talked about how farm animals are being treated. I would do protests against circuses and against other forms of animal abuse. I did a variety of different kinds of advocacy. And over the course of months, maybe a year or two, I really realized that the advocacy that spoke most to me was leafletting. And I found this to be really effective, a really effective, good use of my time. And what I realized is that on any given day, just spending a few hours doing this work, handing out leaflets, I could reach hundreds or even thousands of people. And by no means did I think that every one of those people are going vegan immediately, but I'm planting a bunch of seeds. I know that many of those people are going to be impacted by the information that's presented in front of them and inspired to make a difference. And I heard from people all the time who were inspired to make a difference. And so let me fast forward a little bit. So I was leafletting on a local basis for a while. Then I graduated college, graduated from Arizona State University, and it was time to get a job. And fortunately for me, I was hired by a group called Vegan Outreach. This is a group who actually produces those leaflets. And they hired me to travel around North America, basically living out of my car. I always had a place to stay, but I was basically living out of my car, handing out leaflets from college to college to college. And I really loved that work, and I found it to be so meaningful. At the end of every day, I knew that I had made a difference for animals because I got people to think about animals who otherwise wouldn't have that day or that particular time. And so I really, really enjoyed this. And so what I did was I continued doing that for a while, and then let me fast forward a little bit more to 2013 when my mom was diagnosed with stage 4 small cell lung cancer. And my mom was my best friend, and I loved her so much, and she's the one who taught me to be compassionate to animals. And so she was diagnosed with cancer, and so I took a hiatus from my job, and I stopped traveling, and I just took care of her full time. And I was able to do a few hours of computer work here and there from, you know, the comfort of my mom's trailer, but I was not, you know, out on the road leafletting for the animals. And that was fine. I was very, very happy and grateful to be able to take care of my mom in this dire time. And they had given her 6 to 9 months to live, but she ended up living for 2.5 years. And I'm so grateful for my time with her then. And we shared some really, really special moments. And in fact, this is actually a number of years prior. So this is actually a fun story. I've talked about how I would be leafletting at colleges and handing out these vegan pamphlets. Well, one day my mom and I were leafletting, or no, I'm sorry, we weren't leafletting. We were just driving somewhere, somewhere in town, going to I don't know where, and I handed her a leaflet to read while I was driving. And it was quiet for a while, and then I heard sniffling. And I look over, and I see my mom crying and saying, "Johnny, I just can't do it anymore. I can't eat animals anymore." And she went vegetarian right there. And she was vegetarian for her last 5 or 6 years on this planet. And I'm so, so grateful that, you know, we get to share that experience, because it was her who inspired me to have a compassion for animals when I was younger, and then it was me who inspired her to stop eating animals a number of years later. And so that was just, you know, even more proof that this kind of advocacy works. And so let me go back to 2013, 2014, and because I couldn't travel, Vegan Outreach wanted to still keep me in the fold and you know, consider me for whatever was available. And the opportunity arose to take over the social media for Vegan Outreach. And I reluctantly agreed. I wasn't excited about this. I was like, this sounds like a burden. You know, I don't really want to be doing, you know, social media stuff. Like, this is a little weird. I, you know, love being on, you know, in street corners and college campuses, handing out these leaflets directly to people. And what I quickly realized, Debbie, was that in just a few minutes of my time doing social media advocacy using Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and more, Speak Up for the Animals through the Vegan Outreach channels, I could reach as many people as I could in an entire lifetime of handing out leaflets. And I realized, wow, the potential here to help animals is massive. And it made me realize that we are connected globally to people everywhere, and people from all walks of life in all situations, and we can reach anybody in an instant across the globe and do so in massive numbers. And by using social media wisely, you can make a really big difference. And this doesn't require, you know, spending lots of money on paid advertising on social media platforms. It doesn't require hiring a massive team of social media experts or anything like that. It really just is a matter of looking at the social media platforms, looking at the landscape of the platforms that are out there, and using your voice on these platforms to speak up for animals. And so I'm almost done here in terms of my background. So I really realized the importance of social media. And so I became the director of communications for Vegan Outreach. I ran their social media for 2 years, reached hundreds of millions of people. Then I left Vegan Outreach. I joined the Humane League, which is another mid-sized animal protection nonprofit organization, as the director of new media. And I reached and I oversaw their social media presence and, again, reached hundreds of millions of people over the course of 3 years. And then about 4 years ago, I left and became my own independent animal advocate. And my work is fueled almost exclusively by donations. And so dozens or hundreds of my followers give as little as $5 a month to support me and support my work for animals. And this is how my work is fueled. And I now use Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and other platforms to advocate for animals as best as I can. And every single year, I'm reaching hundreds of millions of people, or at least dozens of millions, tens of millions of people, not dozens of millions of people, although I guess that technically works as well. And so I have found that social media is just a really, really amazing way to advocate for animals. And so not only am I using these social media platforms for my own good to try and help animals, but I also want other advocates to do it. So if you are listening to this show right now, like the many of you who are, you care about animals, there's a good chance you are on social media. I mean, you probably heard about this through social media. Well, it's maybe that won't surprise you to let you know that social media is really, really impactful. And it's something that you should take into consideration to think about how you can use social media for a to create a better world for animals. And should you be interested in connecting with me, you know, you can go to my website, johnoberg.org, check out what I offer there. I offer online courses. You can just connect with me on social media and so many options. So, yeah, that's my long-winded history. And I appreciate you, Debbie, being able to, you know, allowing me to tell my story. And I appreciate your listeners for so patiently bearing with me through that long history of my advocacy.
That is so impressive. I mean, you are hitting it from all angles, and you're out there teaching and for more advocates to go, you know, to come on board, and generations coming up. So what you're doing is so, I mean, it's so important, because all of us can always learn to do more and better ourselves being an advocate. You know, we could get on social media, you know, press share, bring all the awareness in, sign petitions, call our politicians. But once we learn more, hey, how can I be more of an impact in the animal advocacy world, then you're right there, you know, and teaching it, and people's out there willing to listen and do it. You know, it's like, you know, bringing more people on board and being a true influence to them and saying, hey, this is what we got to learn. This is what we got to do on these platforms. Because, I read on there you have managed and it's up over 1 billion times. And that is wonderful. I mean, it's like, wow, you know. So you're not spinning your wheels at all. And a social media professional out there doing everything. And I, you know, like you, I see you on Twitter and Facebook and LinkedIn, and all the everything that you're doing, John, is so important out there. I mean, it's in all your followers on Twitter, you know, and you know, even on Facebook and the stuff that you post, and it's so educational, you know. Making
that's the goal, yeah, is to educate people
impact.
About the ways in which animals are being treated. And most, you know, most we have a duty, because most people just don't know what's happening to farm animals. You know, most people just think that farm animals live a decent life, maybe with one bad day when they're sent to slaughter. Most people think that even if they suffer a little bit, their lives overall are pretty decent. Well, you and I and so many of your viewers and listeners know that this is not true, that farm animals live lives of misery from birth to death. And if there is nothing that people could do about it, this would be a different story. We'd be having a different conversation. But each one of us can do something. We can make a difference for these innocent creatures by choosing to leave them off our plate. And we can amplify our efforts for animals by encouraging other people to leave them off our plate and off their plate.
Yeah, I mean, it's a safer way to go out there, you know, especially educating people, you know, out there that's what's going on behind closed doors, you know, behind the scenes, the treatment of these animals. And I've had so many shows and learning. You know, you see the pigs, they're sitting there, they don't have no social life, they're in them small crates, they can't move around. That is total animal cruelty as I look at it, and I can't stand looking at photos of that happening or videos. You know, you see where some of these cows are, you know, getting hit with pitchforks and hit, and just the verbal abuse and the sad looks on their face. Ladies and gentlemen, this is animal cruelty front lines, and it needs to stop. And that's what we're here for. We have to make better lives and futures for them, and they shouldn't have to suffer like this. I mean, we have to educate the public. Some people tell me, well, I can't handle looking at those photos or videos. I said, hey, I can't either. But I'm doing something about it. You know, I want to get rid of those photos and those pictures.
Mm-hmm.
But we have to take action to do it, you know, and the suffering going on is so, I mean, it's disgusting. and you look at these animals, and I've seen you with photos on your Facebook page and Twitter, and you know, real close with them, and I think they're awesome, and they build that trust up in you. You know, and you're looking out for them. You're saying, hey, we want better lives, not just for some, but all of them. And that making a difference. And because we're all on this earth temporarily, you know, including all the animals, and we want to make the best of it. And when animals are tortured or neglected, abused, what kind of excuses do we have for that? I mean, there's none. They should be all be treated with dignity and respect. Period.
Absolutely.
Right.
You know, and these animals aren't treated with dignity or respect. These animals are living wretched lives behind the closed doors of factory farms and slaughterhouses. And, you know, I'm not trying to say that farmers are sadists who just want to cause as much misery and suffering as possible. But we've created a system, a world where the only thing that matters is the bottom line. And who suffers as a result? The welfare of animals. The welfare of animals is often at the bottom of the priority list because of the ways in which they are, or because of the ways in which it can be cheapest to produce these, you know, meat from these animals. You know, it's cheaper and easier for a lot of time to, you know, cage these animals and confine them and to stick as many of them in as small amount of space as possible. And what does that lead to? That leads to misery for these animals. But the amount of misery that these animals face doesn't really affect their bottom line. So it doesn't really matter to the, you know, the big agriculture. And that's where we come in as animal advocates. We need to say enough is enough. Decades and decades of animals suffering in just wretched, wretched ways behind the closed doors of factory farms and slaughterhouses, this needs to end. Change needs to happen. And social media is a really amazing way to make that happen.
Yes, it is. It's like a landing strip for all of us to come together, you know, meet up, bring the awareness, you know, out there and do something. Because a lot of this stuff has been going on since the 20th century, everyone. We're talking decade after decade after decade. When does it end? We have to make it end. And then to do that, we have to take action and learn and spread the word and get your, you know, neighbors involved, your sons and daughters, your family, your coworkers, whoever can help out, because the louder we bark, the more we're heard, okay? And we have to, you know, step up to the plate, because this stuff behind the scenes, and another thing that aggravates me is all this greed going on, you know, profit before animals. I mean, this is terrible. You know, they don't care what the animal goes through, and the sadness of it is it's still happening in the 21st century, and we're heading to the 22nd century. So what are we going to do, everyone? Are we going to just keep on the same bad road, or are we going to go and change it to a good road, a good path for all the animals out there? They so well deserve. You know, they feel what we feel. They have feelings. They have families. They see, they smell, they eat, you know, hear, sleep. So why not make it comfortable for all of them, free from fear and anxiety and torture and neglect and abuse, them nasty words out there that these animals, they cannot fight for themselves. They cannot defend themselves. They can't call the police or make police reports. We have to take care of business here. We have to do what's right. Right, John? I mean, and it doesn't take that long. You know, just do your part. That's all we're asking. That's what this radio platform is. You know, do what's necessary. And we'll get farther. Yeah. I know when I see those victories, John, coming, I do the victory dance, okay? The happy dance. Because I know if I was involved, especially, It's like, hey, see, we didn't give up. We stayed proactive, optimistic, keeping hope alive, and we did it. And it doesn't stop here, everyone. And if it wasn't involved and seen it coming through, I'd say, hey, that takes teamwork. You know, teamwork is very much needed in all these animal abuse cases and situations. So be a great team player out there, everyone. You know, keep recruiting them in because that's when we come stronger. And, John, we got some callers calling. If you want to take some calls, this is great.
Let's do it.
Yeah, let's do it. We're rocking the airways for the animals, okay? We're rocking the world together, okay, everyone? So get motivated, do your part, put a little love in your heart, and do your part because that's what's necessary. And we've got a caller calling in from area code 306. Thanks for calling the Animal Advocates Radio, Voices Care for Animals. Thanks for joining us. You have any comments or questions for the guest? Go right ahead. Area code 306. Hey, how are
I'm
you?
I'm not area code. Good. How
Hello?
Are you, Mama Bear? It's Billy. It's Billy.
Oh, Billy, how are you? Hey, thank you
Good.
For calling in.
Well, thanks for having a great show. Good to talk to you again. Yes.
Yes.
So, yeah,
and you're in. Yes, and
Canada.
Ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. Farm country,
and ladies,
Canada.
Yeah, she's
yeah.
a guest. Yeah, you was a guest
yes.
on here. And looking forward to having you back, okay, Billy?
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for all you're doing.
Thank you. Your show is amazing. And, John, I've enjoyed listening to you. I am in farm country as a non-meat eater. It's interesting living in farm country Canada. I wanted to actually tell you about one of your posts on Twitter, which I find really interesting. I do cognitive behavioral therapy for canines, so I've studied emotional intelligence and cognition for 3.5 decades and worked with animals to prevent euthanasia based on cognition. So, John, are you there? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm listening. Yep.
Okay. So hopefully this will send a bunch of people to your Twitter account, but if you scroll down to the one with the cow, do you remember the one where the cow got out of the lock?
Yes.
Okay. So this is such a great post because you both were talking a little bit earlier about how sometimes people just turn away if something's super, what they consider they can't watch it and it's too cruel. This one has no cruelty in it, but it's such a great post because not only does it show the intelligence of that cow, but it shows that that cow wanted to free himself. He didn't want to be there. Otherwise, he wouldn't have used his cognitive skills to free himself. The second thing it did was it showed that he went over and helped the neighbor cow. I don't know if they're related. But the neighbor cow free himself. So that's emotional intelligence. That's knowing. And then that other neighbor cow also got himself free. So these animals want to be free. They don't want to be there. So getting back to the point where people say, well, you know, is it really that bad? Is it that cruel? I mean, they're eating, right? They're all hanging out. They're eating. No, they're feeling emotion to each other. They're feeling care and concern for each other, and they're trying to free each other. So you don't need to see horrifically horrible, cruel behavior. Getting back to Mama Bear's point on pigs are social, animals are social. They want to do that. And I just wanted to point out what a great post that is in so many ways that it can show that these animals do not want to be there. It's not where they're happy. And like humans, they will try to free themselves in ways that they can learn to do that. So I don't really have a question, but I really wanted to just share that info because I love that.
Well, Billy, thank you so much for your comment, and I'm glad that you could mention a post that I did actually today. And I also want to say thank you for your 3.5 decades of advocating for animals in that way that you do. That's really amazing. And, you know, also, you know, being a non-meat eater in the prairies in central Canada, that's got to be tough. And, you know, kudos to you for sticking strong. And I do have a friend in Winnipeg. I know that's – I think you're in Saskatchewan, right? This is in Winnipeg, and she actually makes – her name is Darcy, and she owns a vegan jerky company called Plant Power Vegan Jerky. And the jerky is amazing. Have you heard of her?
Yes. Yeah, Canada's – I mean, our community on that is pretty tight and sadly pretty small, but there are quite a few of us, and it does have a good following, and there's a lot of, surprisingly, there is a lot of plant-based food in restaurants and that type of thing as well. There are more options, so that's great that Darcy's doing that. That's awesome, because we need more and more options, and then... You know, options are good, right? That's what we all need: education and options, solutions.
Exactly. I mean, that's that. Thanks for mentioning that, Billy. I think that's the core of our advocacy, is the combination of education and inspiration. So, my goal, largely on social media, is to inspire people. To inspire people to recognize the value of farm animals, you know, the values they have in themselves, you know, like they are like living, feeling beings who feel and deserve our compassion, our consideration, and our respect. And so the idea is to get people to look at animals differently, but then also to be educated that they can live in a way that aligns with the behavior or with their values. It's not that hard, you know, like, and you know, in 2022, it's easier than ever to live in a way that reflects the values that you already have. You know, like 20 years ago, I mean, going vegan was incredibly difficult. You know, you had to make your own soy milk from powder. And now, like, you go to the store and you're overwhelmed with like 15 different plant-based milk options. The times are changing, and the ability to eat in a way that matches the compassion we have for animals is getting easier and easier. And that's why social media is really great, because it allows us to inspire others and to educate.
Well done. Yeah, I'm really impressed. Thanks so much for all you're doing. Take care.
Thank you, Billy.
And Billy, thanks for all you're doing too. And I look forward to having you back as a guest. You know, you're inspiring too. Yes.
Thanks.
Love it.
Take care, guys.
You too.
Thanks for calling in. Anybody else want to call in? Area code 310-982-4270. Press 1. You'll be in a queue. Just try to refrain from any noises in the background, okay? TVs, radios, conversations, all in speakerphones, and you're more than welcome to come on board. Another great show tonight, John. This is wonderful. I love it. You know, the education matters. All lives matter, including all the animals. So let's all come together as one and help, you know, bring these animals a better world. And, you know, that's so they so well deserve. Area code 702, you're live and on the air. You have any questions or comments for John, please? Go right ahead.
Oh, hello, Debbie. This is Carolyn Sampson, one of your Facebook friends.
Hey, it's one of my Facebook friends. How are you?
Hi, John. Hi, John.
Hey.
Hello.
Hey there.
Yeah, I first saw John on Twitter, though, and I'm also down there as well. And, yeah, so I give a shout-out. So I have no questions yet. I've been vegan for 7 years.
Amazing. Amazing.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, next month, though. Next month marks 7 years.
Hey,
oh,
that's awesome. I love
you
that you know your veganiversary.
Thank
that's awesome.
Veganiversary, exactly. Yeah. So, love it. So I give a shout out and let the other callers chime in.
Well, thanks for the shout out. Love it. This is great.
All right. Take care.
It is great. Hey, thank you. And I see you on Twitter. And all you out there that's helping me the retweet these shows, I mean, this list is huge. My notification goes off, okay? And thank you all so much for all your support, Facebook friends, you know, followers and the Twitter followers. And, I mean, I recognize it. It's so inspiring and uplifting to see this group of animal advocates out there helping me out. And Harolyn, thank you so much for calling in because it means so much. And love your support and love everyone's support. You know, so call in anytime, listen in anytime. You know, we're all making a difference out there. We can't say we're not. So keep it up. That's what matters.
Raise your voice.
You know, we have to, that's right. Raise your voice and be heard. You know, that's what counts. Because there I hear people say, hey, you know, they don't do nothing. It's all about money. You know, my vote doesn't count. Yes, it does. You know, don't ever think that it doesn't. Your actions do matter. So, and your voices need to be heard, okay? All of you. Not just, you know, shy away and look the other way. Take that foot in the right direction and take that action. Make that phone call. Write that letter. You know, write that email. Because it means so much. And guess who really thanks all of us is all the animals in need and distress when their lives change for the future. You know, good for the future and for generations of animals not being, haven't been born yet. And they can't thank us, but we know when we see the you know, the victories coming in and seeing their lives change and better freedom pictures and you know when they're happy. We know when our pets at home are happy, when they're in a TLC home. So keep it up. I mean, we can't
I'm glad we're evolving as humans, though. I'm glad we're evolving slowly but surely.
That's right.
Yeah, we're making progress.
Yes. Okay.
We can't say we're going backwards. We're not saying it's getting worse, you know, but we are seeing improvement. And what does that take? All of us coming together, animal advocates, doing your part, you know, doing what, you know, being a team, coming together as one and being a huge voice, you know. So, Harolyn, I got another caller calling in.
All right.
We'll stay on air. Okay?
Pleasant to both of you. Have a pleasant day. Thank you.
You too. Thank
and
you so
thank
much.
Thank you for calling in. And I hope you call in more, okay? It's been so nice, my Facebook friend, my cyber friend.
Namaste.
This is wonderful. I love it. Okay. And area code 719, you're live and on the air. Go right ahead. Is this Mama Cat?
Hello, Debbie.
Are you there?
This is me.
Hi. How are you doing,
I'm
Mama
here.
Cat?
Thanks I'm doing wonderful.
In.
How are you tonight?
Hey, I'm doing the show and excited. Another great show and all these great guests and callers and listeners. And, you know, it's so impressive and it brings you up, not down, when you know you have
it absolutely
people out
there
in it to win it, not lose it for the animals. We are in it to win it. But go ahead. Do you have any questions for John there or comments? Go right ahead. This is Mama Cat, John.
Yeah,
she's a big supporter of the show, and she's awesome. She's a former guest and out there taking care of all these cats and colonies and everything, big, huge animal lover. And one night I had to laugh because I was so inspired. She was telling me these good stories of what she's done for animals, and she's got a huge heart, so I said, thanks, Mama Cat, for telling me the great bedtime stories. You know, put a smile on my face. Well, remember, Mama Cat? That was awesome.
I do.
You've done.
Nothing
you,
better than a
bedtime
story about saving critters.
Well, go ahead. I'm sorry. You got any questions for John? Go right ahead.
Yes, I got a statement for him. I wanted to say thank you for all the hard work and everything you're doing. And your story about, you know, going from how you loved and were so involved in going to colleges and speaking to people one-on-one. I was like that too, until I realized, same as you, how many more people that I was able to reach online. I got in a car accident and I was having a pity party for myself. You know, it's all over and I can't do it. And I got into social media, and in a matter of an hour, I can share and I can post and I can get more people involved than I ever could going door to door or city council meeting to, you know, the campuses or the schools. And it's just been wonderful. And, you know, I wasn't always an animal advocate. I started out with cats. And it's just, I don't think people realize how much bad things are happening to animals until they start following an advocate. Because, I mean, I had no idea. You know, and I was raised on a farm. We took very good care of our farm animals, but we didn't see the end of it. And even looking back, as well as we took care of our critters, it still was an end product. You know what I mean? So, I mean, there's just so much. There's, you know, almost every critter on the planet has been abused, neglected, you know, circuses. There's so many of them. And social media has been a godsend to the advocate, because we really can reach so many more people like you're doing. And I wanted to say thank
Absolutely, Mama Cat. Well, it's really an honor to hear from you and to hear how you went from, you know, helping the animals that you're helping to really amplifying your efforts by using social media. I'm really glad that you value it, because there really is so much value. Like, there are a lot of people who complain about social media, and there are certain things to complain about with it. There's no denying that. But the value that it provides is really quite incredible. And I am continually amazed at the far ways in which we can reach just massive numbers of individuals. And it's really great in being connected with other great like-minded people. It's amazing, and it allows us to really just make such a bigger difference for animals. And I also want to say thank you for your work helping, you know, colonies of cats. My mom and I did that many, many times. My mom was a diehard helper of animals and helper of colonies of cats, and did amazing TNR work back in the day. And, you know, that was one of many things that really taught me to advocate for animals and to do something when you see an injustice going on. And, you know, you and I and Debbie and all of the listeners, we know about the injustices going on, but most people don't. And that's something that I think we really need to hit home, is that the vast majority of people just truly don't know the horrors that animals face. And I'm not saying you have to immediately start posting just gory footage or anything. What we need to do, though, is to get people to look at animals differently. And that isn't that hard, because everybody loves animals. And so it's an easy message. It's not even like we need to get people to adopt some radical or new worldview. It is literally just taking the compassion that they already have for animals and applying it to their food choices. So thanks for calling in, Mama Cat. Really appreciate your call and appreciate everything you're doing for animals.
Thank you so much, John.
Yeah, Mama Cat, that's wonderful, and keep it up. And you got to tell me some more good bedtime stories, okay? Going good story ending stories for the animals, because you're amazing. You know,
I'm writing a book. I'm starting to write all my stories in a book, and then I don't know what I'm gonna exactly do with it, but there's a lot more in there than I ever thought that I had. So, you know. Do you have any more callers?
I love all your support. Yeah, area code 330. I just got a message on Twitter. Said to press 1, but then I didn't see it coming through. You're live and on air. Did you want to speak, area code 330? You could stay on the air, Mama Cat. Hello?
Okay.
Are you able to hear me now? Are you able to hear me now?
Go ahead. Yes, I can hear you real good.
All right. John, first of all, thanks very much for taking the time here for all of us. This is GoBucks3435 for all of you folks. I'm on the original feed that comes out. If you look through on the blog radio feed that comes out from Debbie Dahmer, I'm at least on that feed. I don't know how many different feeds there are. But anyway, I had just a quick question. I do as much promoting as I can before I forget to say this this other part. I wanted just to mention the one thing I think we have to focus on as animal lovers and animal rights supporters here is that we have to expand our groups, each of our groups on social media, so that we're not just friending other animal rights people. We're friending a vast array of different folks from different walks of life to get the message out as wide and as far as we possibly can, which I try to do. My handle for a long time was Animal Rights Garrison Sports Addict because I'm a big sports guy as well. So I have a big sports following, but I do have a lot of people turn me off because they're only sports. But, you know, I was still making contact and pushing the message there and educating there before they turned me off. But I always try to make new friends outside of other animal rights supporters. So that's just a suggestion. And then I had just one quick question. Do I still have you there?
I'm here, yep.
Yes.
Okay. The other thing is I saw, I believe it was a newspaper article, and I don't know if it was Newsweek or where I saw it. I believe it was Today that said this may have been the final straw. And I don't know that they used the term for dairy farms or if they used for the term farmers, but it may have been the final blow to farmers, and they were referring to a drought. And I don't know if it was the drought here in the United States out west with the fires and everything and the water shortages. Did anybody else see that in the news come down today? The quote was, this may have been the final straw for farmers, something like that.
I did not see that.
No, I didn't. No. And that's
no, I haven't. But I would love to comment on your first thing though, Garrison, and I want to say thank you for following on social media, and I'm glad to be connected with you now on Twitter, and I think that you make a really good point about the importance of expanding outside of our circle, and we don't want to just have an echo chamber. You know, other vegans can't go any more vegan, right? They're already vegan. We need to reach the general public. Now, one thing I do love about Twitter and Facebook as well is the share function on Twitter. It's called retweet. And this allows others to see your tweets or your posts who don't follow you. And the more shares and retweets your posts get, the further it gets outside of your circle. And obviously, the further outside of your circle you go, the less vegan it is. Which is why it's really important to have content, get a lot of shares. And for that reason, I really advocate for having public profiles, posting content that's getting shared and retweeted a lot. And then it's also important to just reach people in a way, in a kind way. And so, you know, I try to find this right balance between being kind and compassionate and a little bit of service. And I think it's the right blend for my voice that gets a lot of people, even non-vegans, to share my content. And that means more and more people are seeing it. And so just to recap what I just said, for one, it's important to get outside of our circle.
I'm sorry to interrupt you. The show's going to shut down here in a few minutes. And this has been another great show. Wow. And I'm looking forward to having you on again, and thank you for coming on. And go Bucks, hey, go Ohio State Buckeyes in 2022, and that's it, 2023. And thank you for calling in, and feel free to call in at any time. And Mama Cat and Billy Groom. And please visit John Burgo, Oberg on
johnoberg.org,
and also on Facebook and Twitter. And thank you all for tuning in this evening. Next week will be R.T. Fitz. He's the president and co-founder of Wild Horse Freedom Federation. So our title next week will be The Wild Horses, everyone. Thank you all for tuning in. John, looking forward to having you back on the show. Keep up the great work.
My name is Jim, by the way.
Jim?